Woke up cold one Tuesday.
Hello everybody, this is Samaya, where we are going to be interviewing Elmo today.
Hi!
How are you doing, Elmo?
Oh, I'm great.
You play in a show, and you are really famous, and the show is called Sesame Street.
Yeah, you see my parts when it's Elmo's World.
Well, is this TV show actually a street?
I just like to play cool, like give the little kids something to explore and imagine about.
My guest today is Bobby Flay. I have a couple questions for him.
Thanks for having me, Grace. I'm excited to be here. Sorry, I still have my apron on. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you like your Easy Bake Oven for Christmas?
You know, I'm so glad you asked about that. That was my first gift, really, for Christmas way back when for my father. And he wanted to give me a G.I. Joe, but I wanted an oven. Yeah, do you cook?
Yes.
You do? What do you like to cook?
I like to bake. I like to make pancakes.
Pancakes are great. What do you put in your pancakes?
Chocolate chips.
Hello, I am interviewing Toast. Hello, oh. Toast.
Hi, I'm a little afraid.
You are fine, Toast. But I have one question. Are you yummy?
Oh, yes. People love to nosh on me, and chew on me, and bite on me, and then I'm all gone. It's so sad.
So how do you feel when your ancestors get eaten?
Oh my, it is so horrible. I have to go to the cemetery and bury my Toast's remnants.
Okay, Toast, what is your favorite topping on you?
You know, I was thinking about that. I like plain old butter. Butter, straight up butter.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
I got two questions today.
Okay, go ahead.
The people that's in the fashion week, did you ask them to be in it or did they ask you?
A little bit of both. We have, like Alexis was explaining earlier, Wilmington Fashion Week is made up of so many people that have so many different roles. We have a team of people that oversee different little parts of it, like somebody that deals with just the models, somebody does just hair and makeup. Alexis kind of oversees everything, and the thing that I do is just work strictly with the design. So it's a great question.
And my second question is, are you happy about Fashion Week?
Yeah, I really love it.
I'll go do it.
How you doing, Justice? Thanks for having me in today. Yeah, you know, I'm here. I grew up in Wilmington. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. So I heard it was a dunker.
A dunker? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like to dunk. I like to get up and jump super high and hang on the rim and just dunk it. I'm pretty good at that, actually. You might have heard me talk about myself before, but some people say I talk about myself too much. What do you think?
You do. Do you like shooting or dunking best? Which one do you like best?
Well, dunking's fun because I just sort of, you know, I just get to go and just one move, you know, it's sort of my little trick. But I do like to shoot because I feel like it takes more concentration and I have to line up the ball.
Do you dunk from the free throw line?
Sometimes.
How far can you dunk?
Really far, across the state line. I could probably dunk you.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi.
I see you have a Star Wars shirt on. What do you like about Star Wars?
Mostly the characters, the vehicles, some of the weapons on Star Wars.
What weapons?
The laser blasters. They're actually old and new at the same time. They're from the 70s Star Wars, and then now they're from the 2015 Star Wars.
What's your favorite character?
Kylo Ren.
Who's he?
He's like Darth Vader, but in 7.
And you like Darth Vader too, I read. Is that right?
Yes.
Why do you like Darth Vader?
Because I usually like most of the bad guys from most of the movies.
Why?
Because they're more interesting.
Hello, this is Cam Newton, and I am interviewing Oprah Winfrey. Hello, Oprah Winfrey. How are you doing?
I'm great, Cam. Thanks for seeing me today.
Okay, so I have some information that I've looked up and I want to ask you more about. So I've heard that you have opened up a new school, and I wanted to ask, what made you think about this?
I have opened a new school. You know, I've done a lot of things for community and for people. I give away new cars every now and then. But I thought it was really important to open a new school and help kids who want to learn things about arts and...
So when you have, like, bad comments, do you ever worry about that?
It hurts to have bad comments said about you, doesn't it? But it's sort of like, you know, the comments are coming from people that don't know me at all. So I always figure if someone actually knows me, we would have a conversation because we would work it out. So these are all comments from people who think they know me, but they don't know me. I mean, just let it go.
Thank you for talking with me.
Thank you, Cam. These are great questions. And I hope to see you on the show sometime.
Okay.
Sunshine.
I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So I'm wearing my brand new shoes.